teens and cartoons dealing with stress. Now, cartoons are not bad. Cartoons are not bad. I still love cartoons. I remember the cartoons when I was a kid. And I'm just going to tell you, teenager, they don't make cartoons like they used to. All right. My cartoons, I believe, are so much better than your cartoons. But hey, that's just the way it is. You have your cartoons that you have now. And I was reading this article recently that was put out, I believe, in one of the national newspapers. And it was talking about teens and SpongeBob. And they use SpongeBob specifically as a cartoon that many teens look to. And they were trying to figure out why you as a teenager are so consumed with things such as cartoons, which what many people would consider to be something more geared towards a child instead of a teenager. And here's what they have found out. And teenager, I believe this is true. I believe this is true about you. That you go back to things that brought you comfort as a child where you didn't have so many things to worry about. You want to go back to that time where you didn't have, you know, school to worry about. You didn't have relationships to worry about. You didn't have to think about college or what's coming next or career choices. And so teenagers want to go back to that time in their childhood where they didn't have to worry about those things. And you know what? That actually doesn't stop. I know plenty of adults that are out in the workforce or the word out there adulting. They're adulting now. They're adults with responsibilities. And they would love to go back to high school or college where they didn't have to have all these adult responsibilities. And so that is just something that we are wired to do. We many times want to go back to a simpler time. And so teenagers, you go back to cartoons or you do other things that take you back so you don't have to deal with the stress. Now, cartoons are not bad. Cartoons can be a good way to not have to deal with stress at the moment. The problem becomes, teenager, when you absolutely refuse to deal with the stressors in your life. That is where the problem arises. It's not a problem with taking a break from the stress. The problem is when you refuse and absolutely refuse to deal with it. And we are going to give you some things to ponder, to think about here. There is a verse in scripture, teenager, from Psalm 55, verse 22. Psalm 55, 22. And this is in short what it says. It says to cast our cares on the Lord and he will sustain us. Or cast our cares on the Lord. Whatever's bothering us, just give it over to the Lord and let him guide us. Let him show us the way through. And that's really what I'm asking you to do, teenager. I know you have a struggle tonight. Maybe you're struggling with a relationship at home, or it's a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Maybe you're struggling with, you know, your purity and that relationship with that boyfriend or girlfriend is causing you or to think about doing something impure. Maybe it's a friendship out there. Whatever the case may be, you're struggling. Maybe you're struggling with grades. I'm just not good enough. I can't get the grades that I want or I'm supposed to have. Maybe you're struggling with athletics. Whatever the case may be, you have this struggle. And it's okay to go watch cartoons and to sort of take that mental, emotional break from it. But you've got to deal with it. And the best way, teenager, to deal with it is with that relationship with Jesus Christ. Psalm 55, 22, cast your care on him. He will sustain you. Cast that relationship at the feet of Jesus. Give that relationship to Jesus. Give those grades to Jesus. Give that athletic concern to Jesus. Whatever it may be, give it to him. Let him sustain you. Let him see you through it. And when you do that, these other earthly coping mechanisms that we use will be so much more effective because they have that foundation built on that relationship with Jesus Christ. So we talked about casting cares on the Lord and he will sustain us. And then what happens when you do that? I know, teenager, you are searching for the one thing that everyone else is searching for as well. A child, you as a teenager and adults, all searching for this one thing. And that is peace. And when you go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 in your Bibles there in the New Testament, we see that God grants us peace that passes understanding. And you say, what does that mean? Well, it means we have peace when it doesn't make sense to have peace. That's what it means. And it doesn't make sense because it is a peace so greater than anything the world can give us, so greater than any cartoon can give us, so greater than any other activity can give us. This is a peace that passes understanding. We just don't understand how great this peace is. We just know that it's great. It doesn't make sense that when you're struggling, you can have peace. It doesn't make sense when you have a hardship that you can have peace. But that is exactly why it doesn't make sense. It's because we have peace while we have a struggle. And we have peace when we have stress. And that teenager, that peace is available to you. You don't have to struggle. Surround yourself with godly people, godly peers, godly adults. You know, develop the relationship with God yourself by being active in church, having devotions, having a prayer life. And when you do that, you're going to find you're going to be able to deal with that stress, and you are going to be able to overcome it. Teenager, our time is just about up here tonight, but I want to leave you with these thoughts. You know, watching cartoons, being involved in activities as ways to relieve stress or to avoid stress temporarily is okay. It's okay to just sort of take a deep breath, walk away, and then come back. But that's the key. You got to come back. Yes, even to that thing that stresses you out, you have to come back to it because you have to deal with it. Maybe it's something that happened in your past. You've got to deal with it. You can't just bury it. Maybe it's something that's ongoing. Okay, take a break, but you got to come back and deal with it. And the way to deal with it is by casting your cares upon the Lord. Let Him sustain you, and then you will experience the peace that passes understanding. That is available for you, teenagers. So don't hold anything in. That's just going to cause you more stress and more trouble. Don't hold anything in. Let it out through proper and productive means. And when you do that, you will sense and you will feel and you will experience the peace and the blessings of God. Well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I hope to hang out with you once again next week right here on Get Real and listener supported WGRC.